Does it affect it? Ooh, she got pus in her leg.
Okay, when you get a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it? That orange stuff that you put on to keep it?
Methylate.
What they use before methylate?
Mercurochrome.
Before that?
Iodine.
Okay. And when some people get malaria, what's this real bitter stuff that they give them to,
Quinine.
Okay.
Well, you're not doing your work. Tomorrow's the Sabbath day. No work to be done. Get some water and wash the furniture. I'll wash the dishes for you.
Okay, if somebody meets you on the street and says, "How are you?" and you feel just about average, okay, you say, "Oh,
I'm all right."
Okay, if you're just, you're just doing about average.
Oh, I'm not feeling so well.
Okay, you ever say anything like fair or middling or anything like that? Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry about it."
Okay. What's the disease of the joints, when people get sore?
Arthritis.
Okay. Anything else?
Bursitis.
And years ago, kids used to get this. They got shots against it now. But it's a sore throat. It starts off with blisters in the sore throat. They could die from it if they choke to death at night.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, did you ever hear that?
Yes, I heard of it.
They don't have too much of it anymore.
No.
All right, when you have to have your appendix taken out, it's usually because you got...
infection?
Yeah, what do they call that when your appendix goes bad? You catch what?
I don't know.
Alright, how about the disease that makes your eyes and your skin kind of turn yellowish?
Jaundice.
Okay. And if you have a pain down your side like this and you rush to the doctor to cut out your appendix, they say you've got...
jaundice?
Alright, how about appendix?
Appendicitis.
Okay.
I don't know how to hear that.
Okay. If you should eat something that doesn't agree with you, and it won't stay down, and you say I have to
vomit.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard anybody talk about? How would be another way of saying vomit?
Throw up.
Any crude ways? Any?
Oh, I got the gag or puke.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick.
Sick on the stomach.
Okay. How about talking about somebody? Let's say somebody had to. Somebody got a job, so he had to go out and get a car. For trans. Let's see how I'm gonna say this. All right, let's do it this way. Let's say you got a neighborhood gossip. News travels real fast. You might say, "She hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me about it. I heard it through the grapevine."
Okay, if you invite somebody to come and see you, okay, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, okay, you might say, "No, if you don't come, I'll
be very disappointed."
Again, please?
I'd be very disappointed.
Okay. If you were invited to, say, a preacher's house or something, okay, priest's house, and you were both going to be glad to see him, you might say, "We blank." How'd you finish that?
Very glad to see you.
Okay. You ever use proud? Ever be proud to see you?
I hear some people say it.
You never said it.
I say, "I'm very glad to see you. Where you been so long?"
Okay.